WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. The following is a special presentation of the Beaver Radio Network. It's time for the huddle at the Tavern of South Shore. Each Wednesday, get into the huddle with Beaver coaches and student athletes. The huddle is Beaver football.
And shotgun snap looks to pass into the corner of the end zone. Wide open, underthrown, but caught. Touchdown, Bemidji State. Touchdown to Brendan Bolio. Bolio, his second touchdown of the season. Just a fade right down the far sideline.
The Tavern on the South Shore, where Lakeside meets your hungrier side. The huddle is the Beaver Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to the Tavern on South Shore for the Coach's Huddle here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schultze, Biss, and Kel with you here tonight as we get you ready for Beaver Shrine football coming up this Saturday at Chet Anderson Stadium. They'll take on the Minot State Beavers. BSU Beavers with a two-game losing skid, unfortunately, coming into the game. We will also chat Beaver women's hockey tonight, as it's hard for me to even fathom talking about hockey when it was 84 degrees today.
Yeah, right?
But they start the season with the regular season opener on Friday at St. Thomas. So that is what's in store for tonight. Joe Dunn with us, a Shriner, has been involved in the Beaver football Shrine game since day one. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you. Appreciate it. Can you believe this is the 25th year?
That is hard to believe.
That is hard to believe. It started way back when, you know, when, they had a new football coach. And that football coach had 1 year, and he said, there was 50 people at the game that year. And he said, we got to do something. You know? And I'm serious. They were sitting outside tailgate. And so I showed up, and I said, come on, you guys. Let's go in. Oh, no, we're not going in. They are so good. We're just going to sit out here and sit around the fire. I said, I just came from North Dakota where UND had a little better attitude than that. But anyway, so that's how it started.
We go from that lightheartedness to what I'm hoping is the most serious question I have for you tonight. How have the Shriners and the Shriners hospitals come through COVID?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's almost like everything else. One thing that happened is that the hospital in Minneapolis folded up. When I say folded up, they sold it, because in the years past, they built it so that the parents could come and stay there. Well, now the kids have been getting out of the hospital overnight, so they didn't really need all that space. And so finally they decided to, and that's not the only place, by the way, but that's really been a big change in the hospitals. But anyway, they sold that and they built a new clinic over in Woodbury. So they just come in now, and if they need, before they did all the surgeries and everything, so now they send them over to the Gillette Children's Hospital. And actually, what we do is we send our doctors over there, but we rent their facilities, you know, all their equipment and all that. So, and that's happened in some other places too. They've combined, like Houston and Galveston now combined. And the reason is because...
Medicine has changed so much since the Shriners first started their first hospital.
Absolutely, absolutely. And most of the reason is that we're really actually not getting enough kids now. Because, and so what they're doing is they're broadening out their... some of the things we do now, some of it's almost like a sports clinic. They're accepting sports injuries and things like that too, which before it was all pretty much bones. And I guess it's working out okay, but they just felt that we needed to, the expenses were very high running these hospitals, and we weren't getting the kids there that we wanted. By the way, though, I will say this, that Bemidji can be very proud, because they said from the platform, or from down in the hospital there, that the best clinic that they had here, that we'd bring, have the kids come in, was in Bemidji. And that was not just that was a whole region that included Nebraska and Iowa. And they would brag about us because we always had a lot of kids going down there, and we're very proud of that. And we were disappointed this year because of the COVID. They didn't have a clinic. They didn't have them anywhere because they just feel that, you know, the COVID's really been a problem everywhere, including here. So if we would have had one, I don't know where we could have it, because Sanford didn't want kids right. coming in there, and neither. So anyway, it's changed everything, and hopefully things will level out, and we can do the good jobs that we've done in the past, which is we've serviced now 1,500,000 kids.
Wow.
Nationally, you know, so it's.
And when was the first hospital built?
It was built in Shreveport, Louisiana, back in, when was about 19. Well, it was pretty much right when the polio epidemic was going on. They built them, and then when that got solved, I mean, not solved, but when they got, you know, the shots and everything for that, everything started going downhill, thank goodness. And that's when they decided to start doing the bones and that type of thing. But I can't swear to it, but I think it was like 1929 or something like that.
So 1.5 million kids in 100 years is pretty darn good.
Yeah. Well, oh, it's been great.
There's a lot of traditional events around Shriners Weekend here at Bemidji State. So what is happening? Is there going to be a parade on Saturday?
Well, unfortunately, and this is something, I don't know how it happened, but I called Bolte, and he was on vacation. And I said, Brent, I said, when is the Shrine Bowl? It used to be that they would give us the first chance, and then they'd put the homecoming after that. So he said it was this past weekend. So we sent out everything, you know, come on to parade and everything. And then all of a sudden we find out that, we got switched.
I got a story for that.
Okay, you probably the guy that switched it.
Nope, I did not switch it. I've heard the story, though.
Good.
Someone on campus inadvertently sent out something to every single alum with the wrong homecoming date.
Oh, no.
So instead of how much ever that cost to mail out, instead of having to print it all again and send it out again, they said, you know what, let's just change the date.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, you know, I knew something happened, and, you know, I said, what's going on? He says, I don't know, Joe. But anyway, I saw that come out, and I saw that we were, you know, October 2nd instead of September 25th or whatever it was. I said, what's going on here? So, but we had to also send out all this stuff twice. Hey, guys, don't come. We can't have it. But when you think about it now, if we'd have had it the way we would have liked it to have been, we would have played the Shrine game last week and we would have lost. But we'd have had homecoming this weekend. We're playing Minot. If we lose that one, I'm gonna throw them all in.
I'm not going there, Joe.
No, I
yeah, because Minot people might be listening.
Throw them all in.
But I thought about that, and that's too bad, because, you know, that's such a tradition, you know, jumping in the lake and all that. But it is what it is. So anyway.
Hey, maybe we can get the guys to jump in the lake this weekend for the Shrine game. We'll make it a
new
tradition.
Maybe we can, yeah. We'll see. But to answer your question about that, because of that and because of the date, most of the Shrine units and everything quit at the end of September, so there will not be a parade. And then I started setting up the other stuff, like we always had the Shrine luncheon, or it's a BSU luncheon, but it was a Shrine Bowl luncheon. So we sent that out, and they said we're going to have golf and everything. And then, who's ever in charge of that calls me up and says, No, we're not having any luncheons.
Oh,
dang,
no.
COVID.
So it
just needs to go away.
Go away, go away. And I said, what? I said, Morty, what do you mean? I had this young lady coming from Bismarck who spoke at the North Dakota game, and she was just absolutely wonderful, and I bragged about her. So I contacted those folks, and I said, yeah, we'd be there. You know, we don't like her to miss much school, but, you know, what does she have to be there? I said, well, she has to be there for the luncheon.
Whoops.
So anyway, then I called her back. She says, well, and I said, you know, it's really not necessary to come all the way up here from Bismarck. I guess she just really did a great job. So as of right now, there's no luncheon. So, and you're usually the you're usually the main man at those luncheons.
Usually,
except
yeah.
that one. Except that one.
That one you get.
Yeah. So anyway, we got you out of that, so you could feel good about that. You know.
Joe, do you want to go to lunch with me on Friday?
Yeah, can I? Would you take me? I'm so used to that, I'd love to. In fact.
So no golf, no parade, no luncheon. There's a tailgate party, though. I'm pretty sure
there
is.
Oh, we wouldn't miss that.
No.
But we are going to have what, and it's not really I wouldn't call it a tournament, but we are going to play golf out at the country club. And all I ask for is to give us three or four tee times, because if I call it a tournament, you know, then nobody shows. So anyway,
it's a
social, that's right. So anyway,
that's funny.
So that answers the first question. What's the next question?
What can people expect on Saturday before the game? Obviously, we'll be out there with Beaver Football Live at Diamond Point Park, but what are the Shriners going to be doing out there?
Well, before the game, you know, we're going to have we're going to have our tailgate party, which I'm just going to combine with the, you know, we're going to buy them a few, whatever they want to drink there, and we'll pay for that. Give them each two tickets, and then we'll give them two tickets to go through the line there, the BSU thing. So that simplified for us a little bit there. But then after that, before the game started, and I think this is kind of becoming a tradition now, when the players, the captains go out for the coin toss. You notice, like last week it was the honors, which was very nice. And so this time it's going to be about eight Shriners walking out there with them, you know, and they're going to announce that, and that'll be kind of a nice deal with. So, one thing I've been kind of, I might get fired from what I'm saying. You know that, don't you? but anyway, I couldn't believe I said I've gone to two games now, and I don't know who the players are. Where's the programs? So anyway, I called up and I said, oh no, you got to go online to get those. And I said, well, what about the people from out of town? No, you got to go online. So I'm got to go online to Minot, say, get their players. And then I found it on my phone for here. So anyway, we're making a little folder deal.
Like a program.
Yeah. Program is what they call it. I've been wondering, we haven't seen one for so long.
Darn COVID.
Darn COVID. I'm glad you're so understanding.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're going to have that, and then we're going to go out before the game, and then we're going to have a Shriner sing the national anthem, and we're going to have the high school color guard are going to bring out the colors, so that's kind of nice to involve them. And then away we go.
Joe Dunn with us today. Shrine game coming up Saturday at Chet Anderson Stadium. The Beavers taking on Minot State's Beavers. Budweiser pregame show at 1:30. Kickoff at 2 o'clock right here on the river. Online, beaverradionetwork.com. In years past, Dale Stouse, who is from East Grand Forks, has a lot of ties here to Bemidji, was the Grand Poobah Shriner, Imperial Potentate. That is, I still have to, I am a little taken aback by that. Somebody from East Grand Forks is the head of the Shriners for a year. What did that do for Shriners around the area?
Well, for one thing, you know, and that's a good point for someone from here, because a lot of the Imperial Potentates you know, it takes 11 years. Well, first of all, they got to be a potentate at their own deal, and that's a 10-year line. And then if you go in the imperial line, that's 11-year line. And I mean, they go all over. They don't have to pay anything out of their own pocket, but the time was. But anyway, what it did around here, especially, well, Grand Forks, everywhere, is we're very proud of that Dale does that. And it's also, we've had, if you notice every year, we've had somebody from the Imperial headquarters, which is Tampa, Florida, would come, and they would stay at Dale's. Otherwise, we frankly couldn't afford it, because you have to, they pay their flights up here, but we have to pay for their rooms and their food. And, you know, it's kind of a, you treat them as royalty, and they're all very nice people, but I mean, that's just a shrine type of things they've done forever. And so because of that, we were able to always get somebody here, because they wanted to come up here because they heard about the game and how nice it is, but they also wanted to stay out at nice, that is, cabin. That is, quote, cabin.
Now, obviously, you're a Shriner, and what if somebody wants to become a Shriner? What do they end up, do you guys meet weekly, monthly?
Well, thanks for asking, but before they become a Shriner, they have to be a Mason. Mm-hmm. So the Masons, their claim to fame, I guess, is they take good men and make them better. So they're pretty strict, to put it that way, and it's a good program, and they have to go through memory work and all that, and once they become complete that work, then they can go to the shrine, and that is it's the term would be take good. What am I trying to say here? We don't make good men better, but what we do is we have fun / helping kids. And that's, we run the 22 hospitals. The Masons, by the way, also have great programs. For instance, a hospital, you heard at the Masonic Children's Hospital, Minneapolis, well, they gave $33 million to that. So these Masons are very dedicated people, and not all of them become Shriners, by the way. Only ones that like to have fun helping kids.
And so if you wanted to be a Shriner, basically, you have to become a Mason first.
Yes.
And there's a local Mason organization. See, when you say Mason, I think of somebody laying brick, right?
No. Well, that's kind of...
Right? Yeah. Isn't that what the occupation of a Mason is?
Kind of what do you call them? Not the signals, but their tools. Mm-hmm. They call them the tools of the Masonic, and that's how it was based. But it's, they have squares, and they have other things that it takes to become a Mason, like you're thinking, you know, Landon.
Yeah.
So that's true, and that's how that's built, and that's been you know. And then of course, and the Shriners thought, well, they're too serious, these Masons. So then we came Shriner.
Interesting.
And you just need to watch
National Treasure.
National Treasure, the
I know,
movie.
That's the only watch it. Reason why I know who the Masons are, is isn't from watching something? The movie, the yeah. Disney movie, yeah. National Treasure.
Yeah. Well, isn't that like myth, though?
There's a lot of secrecy, though, involved.
There is. It's,
mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's a secret organization. It's just some of the
rituals and
rituals
stuff.
And stuff that they're secret, are now they're private, put right. it that way. But it's yeah. not like as far as I know, I've never seen them have any, you know, burn any kids or anything like that.
They don't do anything bad. No. Schulte's over here. He's just ready to.
They didn't burn any kids.
They were always some conspiracy theories,
yeah.
right?
Oh, about, yeah.
The Masons from the founding
again,
of fathers through.
Take my word for it.
They're
no,
good people.
It's a good organization. Yes. Good okay. people. There really is.
Wasn't Ronald Reagan a Shriner?
Yes. Oh, you can go back.
There's a lot of them.
Harry Truman was the Grand Master of Missouri. And you know how Harry's a pretty nice fella too. He's done a lot anyway.
Quite a few presidents.
George Washington, presidents. Jefferson. I mean, you go down the line, really, and it was
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, but you know, maybe, yeah, Benjamin Franklin, but I think at that time, you know, it was, I don't know what to say, but it was people that, you know, that organization was some of the people wanted to be proud of. In fact, it's interesting, I worked for State Farm all my life, and I didn't really realize at first, but they, the guy that started State Farm was a Mason. So if you want to get anywhere in that organization, you better be a Mason. But he was not a Shriner, by the way. But when he had his funeral in the Masonic Temple, they call it, you know, which is. But anyway, but we really, and what's happened, and that's a good question. You know, we need members. And this is a sad fact, but at one time there were 1,400,000 Shriners. Now it's less than 250,000. Mm. It's just, you know, you can't get people to join. It's a whole different world now, you know. When guys came back from World War II and that, you know, they got involved and all that stuff. But now, and I understand it, you know. I mean, the kids, people are busy. They're both working, and if they have kids, you know, it's just a whole different deal. But every year they try to, you know, to really go out and do the best they can to get new members. So,
well, but it's the only number you need to remember is 1.5 million kids have been served by the Shriners Hospitals.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
1.5 million.
Yeah. Some of my favorite football memories at Bemidji State are going to those Shrine games and seeing the kids that speak at the Beaver Pride lunch. And obviously this year and last year, very different because of COVID. But years past, those kids are so inspiring. And they get a chance to meet the players, and the players get inspired by those kids because they've gone through stuff that the players go, well, we take our health for granted.
Yeah.
You know, being able to walk and being able to play football. And then there's these kids who have overcome these, you know, horrible, you know, whether it's orthopedic or whatever, bone diseases. And, it's just been very inspiring to see over the years that Brian and Schulte and I have been here. And, of course, Biss, you've been part of Beaver football for a long time. And to see this evolve and to see the kids that come through here, and it's very inspiring.
To just move on from the 50 people were at the game and didn't want to come into the game.
Right.
So the place is packed now.
Now it's
that
packed.
Says something.
Yeah, that's right. 50 guys are sitting around us. What are you doing? Come on, let's go to game start. Oh, no, we don't go to the games. They're too bad. I said, wait a minute. But then we that changed. You know, we got new coaches here and been very successful. It's just like, you know, like Minot's coming in here now. And they went up to Division II, and, you know, you could see how the Beavers have always been very competitive, you know. And real Minot goes down and plays Mankato last weekend.
Got beat 68-10.
Ooh. See, I mean, how much fun is that? And I don't.
They've been shut out three times and scored 10 points in the other game.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So that's. You know, when
that's where we used to be.
Yeah,
I know.
Very much so.
But you know, now when you think of the good teams, Bemidji's right in there with them. We talk about Mankato and Duluth, and Duluth beat Mankato, didn't they? The first game
by 20.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, these kids. It's just like Crookston. You know how they. That's how
I understand why Crookston folded up their football team. I still don't understand why St. Cloud
Me
State
either.
Did.
I don't either.
They were good.
Yeah. They were always good.
The almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
very sad.
Well, it looks like you're going to get some great weather for the first weekend in October.
That's the other thing. You know, we're going to have this great weather. And if you're going to go jumping in the lake, it's nice to have nice weather.
Right.
So now something bad will happen, you know.
We'll have you did not jinx them. There's no such
I'm
thing as
jinxing.
An announcer,
I'm not
announcer
jinxing
jinx.
Them.
So, Joe, the second serious question I'm going to ask you tonight.
Okay.
There is no screening clinic. So if parents, moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whomever has a kid that think the Shriners could benefit, how do they get a hold of the Shriners and get them into the system?
Well, they can talk to any Shriner if they know who it is. If they really need to get a hold of somebody, they can obviously get a hold of me, but there's other we have a Shrine club here, and I think most of those people know people, but that's all they have to do is ask us, or if they don't do that, they have to, or yeah, what they have to do is, and what they can do is just all they have to do is, you know, call Shriners.com, and they'll tell them what to do, they'll pay for them to come down there and all that. And
set that's that. The big part.
Yes.
Doesn't cost you a penny.
Not a penny. And, you know, and that's really important, too. It doesn't matter, you know, how much your income is. And everybody's is not, it's going to not cost the parents a penny. And that's important. But, you know, before, especially when they had to go down there and stay overnight for maybe a week. But now, they go down and they're out the next day. So that part is great. And that's one thing that'll never happen. It'll never change that that they'll have to pay anything. That's not going to happen, but we're going to have to increase the membership. It's really important.
All right. If you know of kids who need the help of the Shriners hospitals, call a Shriner.
Yep.
If you would like to become a Mason and then become a Shriner and have fun while you're helping kids.
Yep. Call me or call any Mason. They have a Masonic Lodge in town, but they could call, you know, again, any Shriner has been a Mason. They have to start there. And we would really love to obviously increase our membership. And it's a vitals. It's getting to the point where it's absolutely imperative that we increase our membership.
Joe, thank you much. Have fun this weekend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all you've done in 25 years. I hope somebody...
Kel and I have only been here for 18.
18.
Well,
18 years.
Okay,
yeah,
18.
Close.
By the time Kel and I got here, there was a lot more than 50 people showed up.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Exactly.
But I hope next year there's somebody else sitting here. Because 25 years has worn me out.
It's a long
anyway,
time.
Anyway, thank you for all you guys
yeah,
do.
Have
I appreciate
fun on Saturday.
It. Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
We are at the tavern tonight for the coaches' huddle. If you stop by the huddle, we give away gift cards every week to the tavern. You know what that equates to, Biss?
Free food and free drinks.
Free beer.
And free beer. You got it.
You need to be here to win. It's the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Farming requires well-built equipment, Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century, tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty, Sidekick and RTV utility vehicles where durability and functionality meet speed, productive wheeled and track skid steers for the most demanding projects. To see the full line of quality Kubota equipment, visit Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North Bemidji, and ask for a free demo.
The key to success is a solid game plan and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
Ooh, that kickoff headed way out of bounds. Well, that just turned into a penalty for somebody's vehicle. Well, while the refs are trying to figure out that play, let's call Chandler's Detail Plus and Auto Glass to fix that windshield. Detail Plus works with all insurance companies, and with any windshield replacement, they'll give you a free mini car detail. Now that's a plus. Visit online, detailplusbemidji.com, or call 444-PLUS.
The Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add Gigazone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the Gigazone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Experience light when and where you want it with Hunter Douglas window treatments from Sterling Carpet One. Our PowerView system lets you move your shades according to schedules you set, day or night, whether you're home or away. Available in colors and fabrics to suit your style. Hunter Douglas, live effortlessly.
You dream, we design. Sterling Carpet One.
The Green Mill in Bemidji is hiring. Multiple kitchen positions with line cooks starting at $15 minimum with no experience needed. Also hiring servers and banquet positions with full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions available to fit your schedule. Benefits include paid vacation, IRA match, meal discounts, and more. The Green Mill is an equal opportunity employer offering a great work atmosphere with friendly staff and management. Start your new career today and apply online at greenmill.com/careers or stop by the Green Mill in Bemidji for an application.
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice hanging outdoors with an ice-cold Mountain Dew. You know, it's easy to tell who really loves the outdoors. One thing, there's a rack on your car and a hitch on the back of your truck. There's a garage full of toys from wakeboards to dirt bikes. And there's a cooler full of Mountain Dew, always at the ready. Because when it's time to get out and do, you know, hit the lake or the deer stand, a cooler of Mountain Dew, that's as important a piece of outdoor gear as your four-wheeler or your fishing rod. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS FM, The River.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here from the Tavern on South Shore. We go from easing our way into the fall schedule.
It starts with
to talking about hockey when it's 84 degrees today. Go figure. The women's hockey team at BSU had an exhibition game last week against St. Cloud State. We'll open up the season for real, so to speak, this weekend at St. Thomas, the newest Division I member of the WCHA for women, also the newest member of the CCHA for the men. Coach Jim Scanlon with us tonight. Scanny, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be here. Great to see you guys in person. First time I've seen Kelly in person in over a year. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen each other from a distance, mm-hmm. but more than 6 feet usually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were
up in our rafters, press box.
Sequestered in the press box away from everybody.
Yep.
So this is exciting. Bess, good to see you.
Good to see you. It has been over a year, almost a year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
What is back to normal this year?
What is? It's wonderful. just being able to do the normal things, and I think the biggest thing is the experience our student athletes get to have. I mean, they get to back to having roommates in the dorms and being able to go to football games and soccer games and volleyball games. That's been the biggest thing. Just the Emma was on campus the first day of class, and she saw the players were just ecstatic. Sophomores saying, "This is the first college class I've ever been to in person." They were so fired up. And, you know, you take that stuff for granted, but they just had an awful, awful experience last year, our current sophomore class. So just to be able to kind of get back to that where they're, you know, they're intermingling with other college students and getting to meet people from all over the place in the dorm. And
see, and I always have to remember that you're bringing in 18-year-old freshmen, and the men are bringing in almost 21-year-old freshmen. That is a big difference.
Yep.
For an 18-year-old, regardless if they're an athlete or not, just being a student last year at 18, you're...
Ugh. Oh, it's tough. Oh, it was so tough.
Thinking you're moving away to college and want to get a stare at a laptop?
Their whole experience was the dorm room to the rink, back to the dorm room, and they couldn't have a roommate. And they wouldn't let more than three players in a room at a time, even though we were all in the same bubble. They'd get in trouble if they had more than three people in their dorm room.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it was tough.
That's not the college experience we all had when we were freshmen, so you feel for them. And what's the differences this year versus last? As far as are all the protocols out now? As far as what you guys need to do as a team?
Well, as long as we are vaccinated, you do not have to test. Anybody that's any student athlete that is unvaccinated has to test 3 times a week.
Okay.
And it's like 6 a.m. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So
that's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, that time.
Fortunately, we're
that time's intentional.
We're 99% vaccinated, so that just really, really helps.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So last season got started late, correct? Yep. I mean, there was a lot of unknown. At this time last year,
we didn't know if we were going to have a season.
Right. And were you still practicing?
We could go in groups. We'd have to split our team into smaller groups and stay socially distanced on the ice.
Same groups every time, too, right?
Separate locker rooms. Everybody had to be masked up the entire time. Yeah, it was it was an interesting experience.
That is just insane. It's hard to believe we've gone from that to back to normal.
Almost. Yep.
But you were talking about those sophomores finally getting the college experience, and I look at your roster this year. You've got 9 freshmen, 7 sophomores, so you got 16 players that are experiencing the college life for the first time.
Yeah.
The real college life.
The real college
the real
life.
College life, right.
How giddy are those young ladies? They got to be ecstatic.
Yeah, you know, we had meetings with all the players and all of the sophomores. It was interesting. You know, how do you like living in Lynn? Oh, I love it. Just love Lynn. It's so much better than last year. And I said, well, you got to, you know, in defense of your experience last year, totally different, because all the freshmen are enjoying their experience at Tamarack. Just saying how fun meeting students from other, you know, other athletes that might live on their floor. Just the, you know, I used to say I'll just about to a player, you talk to them about their experience, and they'd all point to that freshman year being one of the funnest ones because of the social part of it, just meeting so many different people. And so it's neat that we're kind of at least back to that somewhat. And they're all having a good time.
And I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Uh-oh.
Is it bad that the only thing that I'm thinking of when you're like, you can only have 3 people in your dorm room at a time is a kegger with 3 people?
I don't think they did that either.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been known to smuggle one in a laundry hamper before.
A hockey bag is always a good...
Yeah, there's ways.
There were 7 of them there, and they couldn't... They're all, like I said, we're all in the same umbrella, and I give the entire team credit. Once we got through, we had you know, our first series was canceled because St. Cloud had issues with mm-hmm. COVID, and then our next trip down to Mankato got canceled because we did. But from that point on, you know, we made it through. We got through our 20 games and never had another issue. So, give them credit. They sacrificed. They knew they could not, you know, go out and about. They had to stay in that bubble, and you know, they did it. So,
COVID added a whole new layer of challenges for you as a coach because of those fifth year students that wanted to come back. So you got 4 of your last year seniors that came back this year. How did you have to adjust? You know, you're bringing in all these new players. You had already told them they're coming here. You've already recruited them. How do you manage all that?
Yeah, you know, the fact those players are coming back, to me, wasn't a challenge. It was a blessing, you know, to get these 4 individuals back for one more year. It's just, you know, you just love them as people, and they're outstanding players, and obviously their leadership and just having them has been tremendous. But you're exactly right, Kelly. We had a large incoming class, and unlike some unnamed programs in our league, I wasn't going to kick anybody to the curb and tell them that late in the year that, no, you're not. We don't have a spot for you. I just didn't think that was right. So we're carrying 28 players, which is far more than we normally would, and it's created a lot of competition within the team, which has been outstanding. But always, it gets to the point now where this is the 24 that are making the trip. That gets tough. But it's been a great camp. I've loved the group, and I really like where our team is right now, from a locker room standpoint, and that can only lead to good things.
So last year, when you were traveling, you had to then abide by the rules of that particular state or institution. So that meant you may have to test on the road.
Correct.
What was that like, just waiting for all of those results to come back negative?
Yeah, I mean, I give Heidi Kruger, our trainer, a tremendous amount of credit because, you know, she and just like, you know, back with the men's team or any of the trainers at BSU, they're doing things that aren't normally within their job.
Athletic
range,
trainers
right?
Don't get in hazmat suits.
That's right. And so you're exactly right. It was really the Big Ten schools that, you know, because everybody else, we could test Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you were good for, if everybody tested negative on Wednesday, you were good for the weekend. But the Big Ten threw in, no, it's got to be, you got to test 6 times. So, you know, obviously we left for Wisconsin. I think we tested early in the morning on Thursday, but then we had to test Friday and Saturday, same thing at Ohio State.
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. And we did have a an issue at Ohio State where one of our players tested positive, but it was a an antigen test, so we were able to she did two more and they were both negative. But they said it had to be a PCR test, so we had to bring the Ohio State medical staff, had to come to the hotel. She had to stay there while the rest of us went to the arena. They tested her, and we got word from the protocol police that if the results came back before we started playing and it was positive, game was going to be canceled. If we started the game and it came back positive, we could continue playing.
I'm glad I didn't know about this. I would have had some
but then we would have had to, then we would have had to work out how this particular player was going to get home. Thankfully, it came back. It came back. The results came back during the game, and it came back that she was negative. So she was able to get on the bus with us and come home afterwards.
Wow.
So yeah, it was an interesting year for sure.
Wow.
There's always drama, right? I mean, just
not like that.
That's a different kind of drama. Injuries, illness is nothing new, but
right.
Obviously this throws you a curveball. So this year, though, obviously, is it kind of training in those sophomores and freshmen as to how you do things on a regular basis during a regular season? I mean,
yeah,
you're starting like you normally would, right?
Yeah, and I think they loved it. I mean, we were able to get on the ice. You know, when school started August 23rd, that's when we could start. We didn't jump on the ice on the 23rd, but it's been we've utilized our 8 care hours to the max, and we got officially started on Friday the 17th. And like I said, it's been a real good camp and very competitive. And I think all of them are really enjoying it. Just, our four, I call them super seniors. You know, they're just, you know, they're flying around out there like they're young kids too. So it's been a lot of fun.
St. Thomas comes into the league, a new Division I program, flush with cash. How long will it take them to be pretty competitive?
Not long. They've already done a great job recruiting wise.
Great coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. They have, they've done a number on the 2023 class already. I think there's about five of them that have already committed there. It's not going to take them long at all. And they did, you know, they've got a nice freshman class. Obviously, they knew they were going to be a Division I program, and they did pick up some transfers. Their goalie, Alexa Dobchuk, is a transfer from Colgate. She had an outstanding weekend at Ohio State. Obviously, it was a tough opponent for anybody, let alone a first-year program. But she did well. So yeah, it's gonna be a challenge, obviously, right out of the hoop.
And is that this is a conference game, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
You got what, two non-conference, Clarkson and Lindenwood, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's another casualty of COVID. Just a lot of the schools out east say for the next 2 years, we're not traveling.
Okay.
Well, unfortunate, but it's just the way it is.
The fact that you've got eight teams again in the league, though, helps.
That helps big time. Absolutely.
That's two less weekends you're looking for.
Exactly. So instead of 10 games, now it's 6 games we're looking for.
Well, tell us a little bit about your freshman class. What can we expect to see out of them?
They've been really, really impressive. I think the thing that will probably jump out is that we have 5 freshman defensemen. That's a little bit more than you'd normally add in a single year, but if you remember last year, we only had 7, and we wanted to bring in 8. Abby Ecker was a redshirt junior, so all along we had kind of had planned on her coming back, but you know, she indicated fairly early last year that she was going to graduate. You know, wanted to go to medical school, wanted to take a year off to travel. But then Mac Lange was one of the potential super seniors that was going to come back, and that was an interesting time period, because I think she had her interview with the University of Minnesota Dental School on a Thursday, and she said she'll know by Sunday night whether she gets in or not. So Monday morning she comes to coach. I didn't get a call, so I'm not getting in. So I'm coming back. I'm going to come back and take advantage of that extra year. So I'm going, you know, great, Mac. Thursday that week she goes, coach, they called and said I'm in. And she goes, but I could maybe defer. And I said, Mac, no way. You are not going to take a chance with the COVID situation. I said, this is your dream school. This is what you want to do. It's the University of Minnesota Dental School. You are not going to try to defer. And you got to go. So yeah, it's worked out great for her. She's just signed with the Whitecaps. So going to dental school, living with her best friend, Patty Marshall, who's also in dental school, along with Abby Haluska.
Abby, yeah.
and playing for the Whitecaps. So
doesn't line up any better than that.
No, exactly. But I tell you what, these five freshman defensemen have all been very, very impressive. You're going to notice they're all very good size, and they're physical. They skate well. They got good talent. Just getting that game in last Saturday, it was huge, especially for them. Not only did they play a college game, but they got to play it on an Olympic-sized sheet of ice, which is way different than most of them experienced. So, yeah, I was really impressed with them. Claire Vekic is probably the most well-known in this area from played for Grand Rapids, Coleraine, obviously from Greenway. Big, strong, unbelievable athlete. Was an all-stater in volleyball, hockey, and softball. Probably could have played at the next level in any one of those sports. Just a tremendous athlete. And she knows how to use her size, so she's been impressive. And Alyssa Watkins is one of the last recruits we brought in from Hermantown, scored the game-winning goal in the state championship game last year for Hermantown. She has scored in just virtually every one of our scrimmages. She scored down at St. Cloud. We came back and did a 3-on-3 yesterday. She scores two goals. I mean, it's been really impressive. So it's like, how do you keep her out of the lineup? She's been very impressive. So, and then, Kenneth Fortin and Adriana, they're two of our five defensemen. But Shelby Braylon from Red Lake Falls, Thief River, has been very impressive as well. So really like our freshman class. They're doing a nice job.
Well, obviously, you're up against it in the WCHA with all these.
Oh, absolutely.
Are they all reloaded again? Wisconsin?
Yeah,
Minnesota.
Wisconsin brought back Watts, Bowlby. Who else? They did lose Lacey Eden, Britta Curl, and Bookbinder are centralized, meaning they're going to be gone for the year. But they brought in some obviously very good freshmen as well. So. And their goalie's back. Kennedy Blair came back for another year.
But did Wisconsin win it all last year?
They did, yeah.
Okay, and who did they – was Minnesota in it?
No, Minnesota did not qualify, which was a kind of a controversial decision.
Yeah, Duluth did.
Duluth advanced to the
– Oh.
They got beaten overtime by Northeastern in the semifinals. And Duluth brought back a couple of their super seniors, but they did lose Ashton Bell. She's gonna centralize with Team Canada. And one other player centralizing with
And Ohio
China.
State right, took one of ours.
Ohio State's good, though, too, right?
Ohio
been
State's very
much
good.
Improved.
They have eight transfers and two freshmen on their team. Oh.
Including Claire DeGeorge.
How has the transfer portal and, well, I would assume that maybe for Minnesota and Wisconsin, some of those big ones at the name, image, and likeness stuff would play into effect. How much has that changed the landscape of
it's just not only the league? Every rule that gets put in is for Power 5 schools. It's put in for their benefit, and they absolutely benefit. You know, we cost of attendance. Transfer portal. You know, where are the players going on their transfer portal? They're not coming here. They're going to Wisconsin. They're going to Minnesota. They're going to Ohio State. And the NIL is going to be the exact same thing.
And then Robert Morris folded, so then their best players are now playing at some of these bigger schools.
Mm-hmm. Transfers aren't coming here because BSU doesn't offer a ton of grad programs, though, either.
Right. That's
so
correct.
Part of that isn't a geographic or an institution or a mindset. It's
academics.
I can't go there.
The grad transfers.
Yes.
Yeah, the grad transfers.
And that's why Claire's at Ohio State.
There
was no program. She wants to be a nurse anesthetist. And there was a master's degree that Ohio State offered.
We're a great nursing school. How come we don't offer that?
Yeah.
Well, right?
She's got her degree. She got her RN. And
so how does this transfer portal work then? Anybody can transfer at any time now?
Yep.
Because back in the day, you had to sit out a year and...
On the men's side, you did. In the women's game, you did not unless it was within the conference. But now, you can transfer anywhere to be eligible
even then,
right away.
So you can cherry pick.
Yep.
So
and then the fear on the men's side is the agents.
Oh,
agents getting involved,
right.
saying, if you want to play pro hockey, you need to go to X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
Leave your current program.
So
are there restrictions of coaches talking to players that are currently signed?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Are they followed?
Well, again, it's the agent thing that's where it's coming, and that's where
And how many times can you do this? I mean, could I say I want to play for Bemidji and then transfer to Minnesota and then transfer to Ohio State?
No, it's a one-time. It's a one-time.
One-time deal?
Yep.
Well, what I don't understand, Zach Driscoll was going to be done. Graduated, had a job already offered to him a couple years ago in his field that he wanted. Transfer deal comes out. Okay. I don't blame anybody for wanting to go play for North Dakota for a year.
I would, yeah.
What I don't understand is he is still taking online classes at BSU.
Oh, that's not right.
Oh, well, sure, you can take classes anywhere you wanted. I mean, you could take a community ed class if you wanted to. I mean, just because he's taking classes here doesn't mean he can't attend the University of North Dakota as well and play on their hockey team.
I beg to differ there.
Yeah, I differ on that one, too.
Anywho.
Well,
it's an interesting landscape.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, did you ever envision this when you signed up to be a head coach? COVID followed just no rules anymore.
You knew it was, obviously a challenge in who we play in the league, but it's, like you said, it gets frustrating with the all these rules, and again, it's the Power Five that run it. Mm-hmm. We're just
is the NCAA,
like some of my fellow Minskew coaches, it's their league. We're just happy to be in it.
Yeah. Along for the ride. Thanks for letting us be here.
Do you think the NCAA is around in 5 years?
That's a great question, Jolte. That's a great question. I have no idea.
I hate to even think of what that might end up being. Coach Jim Scanlon with us. They open up the season this weekend on the road at St. Thomas. Kel will be there at Mendota Heights. St. Thomas Academy?
Yes, it's the St. Thomas Academy rink. I looked at the pictures. It kind of looks like a newer version of the John Glass Fieldhouse. So there's stands on one side and the benches on the other, on the opposite side.
So that was low of a ceiling?
It looks like it's pretty low, but not quite that low.
Yeah.
No.
That's what made the John Glass
great spot.
So intimidating.
Classic.
It was a great spot.
It was. More with Coach Scanlon when we return. It's the Coach's Huddle here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
There will be stages in life that cause you to pause, reflect, and maybe move in a new direction. With Thrivent Financial, you don't have to face those times alone. Our financial professionals apply their faith, passion, and expertise to guide Christians to be wise with money, offering life insurance, retirement, college planning options, and more. The Alan Zutz Financial Group can help you craft a plan around your goals and values. Call Alan, Sandra, Connor, or Rice at 444-0202.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. That also happens to have delicious meats and fresh veggies all sandwiched between fresh baked bread. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
Jimmy John's new Chicken Caesar Wrap with seasoned chicken, crisp veggies, Caesar dressing, and crunchy croutons. It's the best salad you've ever had sandwiched into a wrap.
Woo!
New summer wraps for a limited time at Jimmy John's. The sandwich of, no, the wrap of sandwiches.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. Now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Farming requires well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick and RTV utility vehicles where durability and functionality meet speed. Productive wheeled and track skid steers for the most demanding projects. To see the full line of quality Kubota equipment, visit Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North Bemidji, and ask for a free demo.
The Gigazone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add Gigazone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
The key to success is a solid game plan and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS FM, the River.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here at the Tavern on South Shore. We're here every Wednesday night starting at 6. The Tom Ceratori Show will start next Wednesday, followed by the Coach's Huddle. Beaver men's hockey team has an exhibition game at North Dakota on Saturday. If you are planning on heading to Grand Forks for that one, a word of caution. Their football team is playing NDSU in Grand Forks for the first time in 18 years.
Wow. Oh.
That town is going to be sheer chaos.
Yes.
Yeah, they're probably having worker shortages too, so good luck trying to find a place to eat.
I thought about ordering my red pepper grinder yesterday.
I think there's an Eric Church concert on Friday too in Grand Forks.
Oh, good grief. No.
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's just throw everything in one weekend.
At least you can drive back and forth, though. You don't have to worry about a hotel.
True. I've heard they're...
I need my grinder, though.
Hotel prices, surprisingly, are up in the $300-$400 range.
And wow.
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate to admit this. Kelly and I have a nephew that is a redshirt on their football team.
Mm-hmm.
BSU offered him a scholarship. Said he wanted to go play for the Fighting Hawks.
We tried.
Disowned that part of the family.
Yep. Haven't talked to him.
They're
since.
Going this weekend.
He plays for NDSU?
UND.
He did play last weekend.
He did?
Yeah.
He was redshirting. Guess no. I did disown that part of the family too
your
much.
Your brother posted pictures of him out on the field Facebook. Playing. Yeah.
This is your nephew?
Yes.
Yeah.
What position does he play?
Defensive end.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Obviously a little bit bigger than you.
Hey.
You are no defensive end.
Oh, let's see.
None of us are defensive ends.
Casey Schultz.
Like 6'5".
Yeah, he's huge.
Wow.
250.
Yeah. Huh. He's a big kid.
Crazy.
Big dude. Jim Scanlon with us, head women's hockey coach at BSU. What did you learn from your team at the exhibition game last weekend?
Well, like I told them, I just love their their compete level. We went in there. We wanted to establish our identity right off the bat just by being a really hard working team. So our goal is to outwork our opponents. We wanted to be relentless on the puck at all times and do the best we can managing the puck. You know, it's the first time out, and we all know the game of hockey. You're going to make mistakes and pucks are going to get turned over, but. Again, and what I did, Schultz, is we dressed all 16 forwards, so I just rolled five lines and then added the 16th player in. Just I set up a system so everybody got kind of same opportunities. All eight defensemen played, and we played three goalies. So again, just getting everybody the opportunity to play. Our opponents, I think, only dressed four lines, but we didn't try to match lines. I know their top line was out against some of our freshmen quite a few times. We did a nice job. I thought we had some really good shifts where we kept the puck in the offensive zone and same thing getting out of our zone. We never really got hemmed in all that much. So it was all in all just the biggest thing was just playing. Like I mentioned earlier, just getting out there and getting into a college game and for our young kids especially just to get that under their belt.
What have been the exhibition rules in the past on the women's side?
Well, you could play, you know, usually it was a team from Canada, one of the Canadian universities, or a national team. Like we played South Korea's Olympic team 1 year. I know they played, I think, the Russian Olympic team the year before I got here. So those were the games that you could play as exhibition. But then, obviously, with the border being closed, the NCAA said you could play any Division One, Two, or Three program, and it, you could play inter conference. And basically, it's it, the rules were the same. You just couldn't do a shootout at the end. If our game had ended 0 or 1 to 1 after the 5 minute 3-on-3, we couldn't have done a shootout. But you could dress as many people as you want. There's you're unlimited in terms of how many could dress.
Would you like to see that rule stick around?
It would be. I mean, I've had. I know Minot State reached out to me a couple of years ago, wanted to. You know, they've got a club program going, and they wanted it, they want to keep growing it. And I just said, love to do it. But we just can't by the rules. So, just to get a game in at any time, if we could play, you know, similar to what Tom's doing. You know, playing in North Dakota, he's get a game under his belt prior to the thing kicking off. So, anytime you can do it, I think it really benefits you.
Well, exhibition aside, now it's the real deal, right?
So, absolutely.
The philosophy changes. You're not going to be playing three goalies and having five nope. lines rolling through.
Nope. No, we're not.
So now do you try to settle in on, you know, formulating some of the lines that may be a little more long-lasting?
Absolutely. But, again, just the whole – this whole our pre-camp, I guess we call it, our training camp, has really given us that opportunity. We've move people around, but I really like. I think we have four really solid lines with some veterans on all of them. It's not you know necessarily a rookie line with all freshmen playing it. They're kind of mixed around. A little bit different on the defensive side, obviously, with just the three returning. There's going to be probably a couple freshmen paired up together, which is fine. But yeah, we like our lineup right now. Best, absolutely.
Traveling with this team is always fun, of course, with the challenge of the COVID restrictions and such. How do you keep your team kind of huddled in together and focused on staying, you know, safe and healthy during a weekend away?
Well, we've you know, certainly, you know, talked a lot about just, again, making good choices and you know, masking up when you have to. But our leadership group's been outstanding. You know, our captain this year, Claudia Verkirk, he's just a wonderful person. That there was a reason that she was voted by virtually unanimously by her teammates to be the captain. She just has a great way of connecting with her teammates, and not just her. Kate Bowen and Kerrigan Dowie are the assistant captains, but then you have the other, you know, Paige and Lindsay and Lydia who are super seniors. But then you have Grayson and Lexi Baker, they're part of that senior class. Just a bunch of classy young women and great leaders, and they you know, it's their room, and I think they've done a tremendous job. Just a really, really good feeling in that room. The players are all excited about it. They said the communication has been outstanding, and that's so important, obviously, on any team sport. You just have to have that communication, and the fact that our freshmen feel like they belong right off the bat, that's always one of my biggest things that I wanted those players to be able to walk in that locker room and feel like they belong, and that's all based on the leadership group, and they've done a tremendous job of that.
How are your special teams?
They're working. Obviously, we were
special or not special.
Yeah, well, our power play, obviously, we all know it didn't score a goal last year, but you know, they're working hard. We're obviously it's still early, trying to give, you know, different people looks, but we had one power play or two power plays. And there was a bang bang play where Mac Deering had a 6x4 wide open net, one timed it and fired it wide. As I go, oh boy, but good, it looked good. Good puck movement. Penalty kill, same thing. We got some veterans that back, you know, on that are really going to help.
Well, part of the experience, obviously, is all the fun, not just playing and practicing, but it's
absolutely.
The fun that you have as a team. Is there more opportunity for that this year now that most of the team's vaccinated?
Yes.
No more?
Again, Emma Terra's done a great job. She lined up a weekend at
Pine Ridge
Jess Ellinghaus's Grouse Camp,
yeah.
And they just had a ball. It was I drove out there on Friday. And just spent the about 2 hours with them, and they, you know, the games they were playing, trivia, and on Saturday they each team had divided into, I think it was five teams maybe. They had their own costumes,
mm-hmm.
And they played bags. They played about
What's
three,
Smash Ball.
They played about three different games, and the group just had a great time. just a great time. Yeah, it was fun to be there. You know, when I was there,
2 hours is all you could take.
Well, you know, it's really a cool grouse camp. You know, they got these cabins all set up, and each, you know, she had the groups in each cabin of, you know, young kids with veterans, and just did some really, really fun games to break the ice and everybody get to know each other. And it was really cool.
How about like this weekend when you're going? I mean, do you get to go out to restaurants again as a team?
Yes, great point. We are actually going to go out as a team on Thursday night and have a sit-down meal and that's something we never got to do last year.
Right.
So. Wow, yeah. Wow. On a personal note, you've had some extra house guests this summer.
Yep,
I saw. Yep. I follow, obviously, your daughter, Bree, on social media, and you've had a chance to spend lots of time with your grandkids now that Bree and her husband, Ben Kinney, are back here in Bemidji.
Yep.
How fun is it to have the grandkids back?
It's been really special, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's a little bit busier of a household. You know, the mornings Jason wants me to make pancakes virtually every morning, and Mom and Dad don't want that every morning, obviously. But it's been great. Yeah, just you know, Cece's just growing every day. She's pulling herself up now, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Getting them on skates yet?
Jason's been out. Yeah, he's been out. I know Ben took him over to the BCA at least once, but I'm sure he'll have opportunities this winter to get on the ice.
And, of course, for people that are tuned into our broadcast, Ben Kinney, former BSU Beaver men's hockey player, and, of course, Bree Scanlon, now Kinney, former BSU soccer player. So you got some athletic little grandbabies. And, of course, Ben was at the Air Force Academy.
He was.
Yeah,
and he's
2 years.
Now.
Yep.
What's he doing?
Yep. He works at Sanford Power. Runs the hockey division over there, and he's at BC. I don't know if you've been over there, the new rink that they've got established their headquarters there. It's really a nice setup. They've got a great shooting station set up there. They've got obviously a real nice weight room, and he's going to be working a lot more with Bemidji Youth Hockey here once they get going.
Very cool.
Cool stuff. Scanny, thank you much. Best
yeah,
of luck
thank
this
you.
Weekend.
Appreciate being here, and great to see you guys again in person, and have a fun year.
And I'll see you at the rink.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Beavers at St. Thomas this Friday at 6.
6:01. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at Saturday's time. I'm like, they're not playing at 3 on Friday.
Nope.
6:01 and 3:01.
Friday, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. We'll wrap things up here at the Tavern next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS FM, The River.
The Green Mill in Bemidji is hiring. Multiple kitchen positions with line cooks starting at $15 minimum with no experience needed. Also hiring servers and banquet positions with full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions available to fit your schedule. Benefits include paid vacation, IRA match, meal discounts, and more. The Green Mill is an equal opportunity employer offering a great work atmosphere with friendly staff and management. Start your new career today and apply online at greenmill.com/careers or stop by the Green Mill in Bemidji for an application.
What's up, y'all? This is Chase Rice hanging outdoors with an ice-cold Mountain Dew. You know, it's easy to tell who really loves the outdoors. One thing, there's a rack on your car and a hitch on the back of your truck. There's a garage full of toys from wakeboards to dirt bikes. And there's a cooler full of Mountain Dew, always at the ready. Because when it's time to get out and do, you know, hit the lake or the deer stand, a cooler of Mountain Dew, that's as important a piece of outdoor gear as your four-wheeler or your fishing rod. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man. Oops, I mean Dan the GM Man here. Not only do we have a full line of Chevys, we have Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Summer is here, and now is a great time to drive that vehicle you've been looking for. Along with our awesome new car and truck lineup, we have a super pre-owned inventory. And don't forget about our excellent customer service, full body shop, and dependable parts and service departments. For all your automotive needs, remember Donlinger GM in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Experience light when and where you want it with Hunter Douglas window treatments from Sterling Carpet One. Our PowerView system lets you move your shades according to schedules you set, day or night, whether you're home or away. Available in colors and fabrics to suit your style. Hunter Douglas. Live effortlessly.
You dream, we design. Sterling Carpet One.
Hi.
Ah, the taco. Is there anything more delightfully simple and delicious? At Taco John's, we think not. There's a reason more people choose our crispy beef tacos. That's because we cook each crispy shell fresh in-house every day, then fill it with our signature 100% American beef, mild sauce, lettuce, and cheese. Five classic ingredients. Taco John's loves tacos so much, we not only put it in our name, we gave it a special day. Taco Tuesday. Get seasoned crispy beef tacos for just 99 cents each every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Drive through and pick up only at Taco John's.
There will be stages in life that cause you to pause, reflect, and maybe move in a new direction. With Thrivent Financial, you don't have to face those times alone. Our financial professionals apply their faith, passion, and expertise to guide Christians to be wise with money, offering life insurance, retirement, college planning options, and more. The Alan Zutz Financial Group can help you craft a plan around your goals and values. Call Alan, Sandra, Connor, or Rice at 444-0202.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. That also happens to have delicious meats and fresh veggies all sandwiched between fresh baked bread. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
Jimmy John's new Chicken Caesar Wrap with seasoned chicken, crisp veggies, Caesar dressing, and crunchy croutons. It's the best salad you've ever had sandwiched into a wrap.
Woo!
New summer wraps for a limited time at Jimmy John's. The sandwich of, no, the wrap of sandwiches.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Fever Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Back to the coaches' huddle here at the Tavern on South Shore. Boy, an hour and change goes by fast.
It does.
It sure does. Oh, I can't wait for Friday. Is it Friday yet?
One more sleep, Kel.
I know.
And then you get to leave.
You got
to. I get to head down to the cities for
two hockey games. Brian's going to Grand Forks for a hockey game.
Mark's going to do football on Friday, on Saturday.
A familiar name to the Beaver Radio Network, Kevin Reed.
Yeah.
He is wrapping up his season with the Baltimore Orioles. He is their producer and engineer. He's been ready to be done with baseball season, I think, since the All-Star break. They are the worst team in baseball.
Yes, they are.
Oh, how fun.
He is coming back to Minnesota as soon as the season is over. And he is going to finish out the football season starting next week, the game at CSP.
All right.
And then he'll take Beaver football through the rest of the season.
Well, good. Then he'll be here on Wednesdays from time to time, too.
He will not.
No. He will not, because he's going to live in the cities.
Oh.
His okay. wife?
His wife works for the Twins. He works for the Orioles.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's coming back. Yeah.
So they still have a house in the city.
So he's going to commute up here.
He's going to commute. And I was thinking about this earlier today. We went from one game a week for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And a tailgate party, which... adds a little bit of stuff to do, but not a lot.
Yeah, now it's four games.
And boom, all of a sudden it's four. And then I'm like, man, next week is already three because women's hockey's off next week,
yep.
Which is bad scheduling. How are you off in week one and week three?
Yeah.
Because everybody else started last week.
Five or six.
And then we're going to five. And then before you know it, it's November and basketball team's going to start. And we're going to be at like 15 games a weekend.
Yeah, because football and soccer will still be going on. There's
yes.
a little bit of overlap.
Yep.
It's prime time. Hey,
to go from
remember
last year
yeah,
where
we,
nothing
when
happened.
We didn't do a game, period.
It was after Thanksgiving was the first men's hockey
game. Yeah, and then the game following that was canceled because of COVID. We did one game. I remember doing one game, and then you texted me, and I'm like, one game? And we already are dealing with this. Well, everybody did. But so, yeah, it's nice to kind of be back to the way it used to be.
I forgot how much stuff there is to do in a week when you got that many games in a week.
Well, everybody, I think, has forgotten. I mean, in the summer of 2020, it was kind of lost. Half my job was events and you know things that we didn't do. So now that they're back, it's like, wow, I'm a lot busier now. Well, that's the way we always were. It's just good to get back to that.
So we've got four games this weekend. Tuesday, a week from yesterday, Saratori Spaghetti Dinner. Next Wednesday, we'll be back here at the Tavern for the Coach's Huddle. And the Tom Saratori Show. Next Friday, men's hockey's at home with Duluth. Saturday, Biss and I head to Duluth. Football is on the road at CSP next weekend. And then we will lather, rinse, repeat for the week after that.
Yeah.
Wow. Busy.
If you ever need to know what's going on, head to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. Thanks to Joe Dunn and Jim Scanlon for joining us. Thanks to you for joining us. Join us every Wednesday night. We give away a bunch of free stuff. It's the Coach's Huddle at the Tavern here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Go Beavers!
WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 1079, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.